Thank you, Madam President. I would like to start by thanking you and commending you and your team and the Secretariat for your leadership and the smooth running of this year's high-level segment. I would also like to thank all of our colleagues for the excellent participation that we have seen from the CD member states and observers. The United States greatly appreciates the opportunity to hear the many important statements on the work of the CD and on the impact of Russia's aggression on Ukraine. And it is on this second point that I asked for the floor. Provocative rhetoric regarding nuclear weapons is dangerous. It adds to the risk of miscalculation. It should be avoided, and we will not indulge in it. The United States is assessing President Putin's directive at this time, and we are comfortable with our strategic defensive posture. Throughout this crisis, Russia has falsely alleged that it is under threat, including from the Ukraine and from NATO, one of so many lies we have heard over the past several weeks. Neither the United States nor NATO has any desire or intention for conflict with Russia. Russia's attack on Ukraine was unlawful, unprovoked, and unjustified. President Putin has chosen a premeditated war that constitutes a clear violation of Article 2.4 of the United Nations Charter. We call upon Russia to immediately cease its use of force against Ukraine and refrain from any further unlawful threat or use of force against any UN member state. We join Secretary General Gutierrez's urgent plea for Russia to immediately withdraw all of its military forces from the territory of Ukraine. We call upon all parties to allow and facilitate the rapid, safe, and unhindered access of humanitarian assistance to those in need in Ukraine to protect civilians, including those who are humanitarian personnel and persons in vulnerable situations, such as children, and to respect their rights. Madam President, your continued leadership and perseverance in these difficult times has been remarkable and deeply appreciated by my delegation. We look forward to the discussion tomorrow. Thank you.